pitch slider from Perella misses outside for ball one. On deck is Korn, Smith, Johnson to follow. Perella looking to retire the side in order here in the eighth. The 1-0 misses upstairs on a fastball for ball two. When we get to the top of the ninth, the Rafters will send 9-1-2 to the dish. Lopez, Onati, and Degatti. Perella's 2-0 delivery out of the windup. This one ripped on the ground, a high tapper to third. Schaefer gloves, fires a dart across the diamond in time to retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning out of the Rafters stable for Michael Perella gets us through eight innings in Wausau this evening. Rafters 6, Woodchucks 2, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
First pitch at the top of the ninth inning to Tracer Lopez from Carson Plumador is fouled back off the glove of Max Solis Jr. Andy Ockham returning to you here from Athletic Park. Up in the press box on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR. The 0-1 to the Raptors shortstop, fouled back, it's nothing and two. 6-2 Raptors, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids, and for Wausau, 2 runs on 3 hits and an error. Michael Perella, 11 pitches in the bottom of the 8th, going 1-2-3 against the 4-5-6 spots in the Wausau order. The 0-2 to Lopez hits this one in the air, center field. That sends Galvin back out in front of the warning track to make the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. When we get to the home half of the ninth, unsure if it's Perella or if it's going to go a different direction out of the pen. It'll be the 7-8-9 spots. Aiden Korn, Christian Smith Johnson, and Samuel Fisher up for the second time in this ballgame. Top of the order, fifth time around for Wisconsin Rapids. Mason Onati, his second home run of the season, back in the top of the sixth. Made it 3-1 at the time. That led off the frame. Also, threw a walk in the seventh. First pitch to Onati, swinging away, shoots this one in the air, shallow left field. Sheehan, the shortstop, drawing out. Coming in is Korn, the left fielder. It's going to drop between the two of them. One-out single for Mason Onati here in the ninth. It's a multi-hit game for the Powell, Ohio native. Rafters looking to add even more here in the back third of this ballgame. Rafters, one in the second, one in the fourth, one in the sixth, and two in the seventh, along with one in the eighth. For Wausau, one in the second and one in the seventh thus far. Jorge Degatti 0 for 3 and 4 plate appearances, reached on a 4-pitch walk back in the seventh. The Northwoods League All-Star this summer steps in and fouls the first pitch back from Plumador. Jorge will make the trek to ISG Field. All-Star festivities beginning on Monday in Mankato. Leading off first, Onati being held on by Christensen. The 0-1. This is up and away, count evening at a ball and a strike. Arroyo on deck, Schaefer to follow. 10 on the pitch clock, Plumador set, first base side of the rubber. Rocks and fires the 1-1, it misses away. Both right-handed starters tonight going pretty far into this ballgame. 6 2/3 for Wausau's Sebastian Escobar, 6 innings for Wisconsin Rapids' Houston High. High in line for the win this evening. 2-1 to Gotti, fouls it back off the net and count evens 2-2. Jacob Smoot tossed the 7th. Just mentioned Perello in the 8th. Both runs for Wausau tonight, unearned on the Rafter arms. The payoff pitch home in a strong righty-on-righty battle. This one, foul tip into the glove of Solis Jr. That's the second out of the inning. Degatti down on strikes for the first time in the ballgame. Chris Arroyo is 1-for-4 with a run scored as the Rafter first baseman stepped into the left-handed batter's box. Chris singled and scored back in the 4th. Last time up, went down swinging to end the 7th inning with the bases loaded. Rafters had already played a 2 in that inning. Both runs in the 7th off the bat of Tracer Lopez. A 2-out, 2-run single to right from the Texas Tech shortstop. First pitch to Arroyo, misses up and away. Ronnie driving in that run in the 6th. Both in the 7th from Lopez, and last inning an RBI double, both with 2 outs from Cashel Duggar. So an RBI single in the 4th from Aiden Teal, and Teal then scored in the 2nd to start the game on a sack fly from Walker Buchanan as Arroyo swings and misses at that 1-0 delivery. Rafters looking for more 2-out production here in this ballgame. Plumador set, the 1-1. That went in there for a called strike. This is the 10th of 12 games between the Woodchucks and the Rafters this season, as I've mentioned a couple of times here tonight. Wisconsin Rapids entering today in the first 9 meetings, 1 win and 8 losses. Looking to win their 2nd against Wausau this summer. They're 3 outs away from doing so. 1-2 pitch, Arroyo fouls this one away. Have to imagine after Michael Perello's impressive, efficient, and dominant performance in the 8th inning, he'll at least be the Rafter pitcher to begin the 9th. Obviously, everyone will be on high alert down in the bullpen. Another 1-2 here in this battle between Plumador and Arroyo. This one missing inside, nearly hitting Chris, and it gets away from Solis Jr. Down to 2nd is Onati on that wild pitch. Arroyo has a runner out in scoring position. Two and two the count. Arroyo in pursuit of a multi-hit game. And a chance to give the Rafters a 5-run lead. The 2-2. Swing to miss. Foul tip into the glove of Solis Jr. to retire the side. 2 punch-outs here for Plumador. In the 9th inning, he faces 1 over the minimum. 1 left on, thanks to a 1-out single for Mason Onati. We head to the bottom of the 9th. The Rafters 3 outs away. Michael Perello back to the mound. 6-2 the score from Athletic Park right here on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Raptors are three outs away from winning this ball game here tonight in Wausau. 6-2 the score. Michael Perrello back out to the hill and gets the 7-8-9 spot to the woodchuck order. Andy Ockham back here with you in the press box at Athletic Park. Aiden Korn, Christian Smith Johnson, and Samuel Fisher to do battle with the Raptor right-hander. Six runs on 10 hits, two errors for Wisconsin Rapids, two runs, three hits, and an error for Wausau. First pitch breaking ball from Perrello to the right-handed hitting Korn is in there for a strike. The 0-1 delivery, another one, a fastball in there for a called strike. Ahead, nothing and two is Perrello. He worked a 1-2-3 eighth inning on 11 pitches, and he's way ahead here on the woodchuck left fielder. Korn tonight has reached in all three of his plate appearances. As the 0-2 off-speed delivery misses low and outside. Korn drew a 5-pitch walk in the second, a 9-pitch walk to lead off the fifth, and he singled and scored in the seventh. The 1-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Michael Perrello been sharp so far tonight. First out here in the ninth. Christian Smith Johnson, 0-for-1. Smith Johnson reaching on a 4-6 fielder's choice that brought in the first run of the game for Wausau in the second. Sack bunt in the fifth for a 5-pitch walk in the seventh. First pitch from Perrello. This is up and in for ball one. Houston High to Jacob Smoot and now Perrello. Escobar and Plumador, the pitchers for Wausau this evening, the 1-0. That one misses up and in. 2-1-0 the count. Perlo now three strikeouts in an inning and a third of work. The 2-0. Fastball swung on and missed. Went middle. Smith Johnson couldn't catch up. Fisher is on deck. Sheehan to follow. Perrello looking to preserve a win for Houston High in his third start with the Raptors. 2-1 hit in the air right field. As Jorge Degatti camping underneath it in the lights to make the catch. Two up, two down here in the ninth inning. It'll all come down to Samuel Fisher. Fisher's reach once tonight. Fielder's choice slash E4 back in the seventh. First pitch from Perrello, swung on and missed. Also had a couple of ground outs to second base. The 0-1 delivery, breaking ball on the outer edge, called a strike, count nothing and two. The 0-2 misses up and in. Raptors a strike away from winning this ball game here on a Friday night and splitting the home and home. Michael Perrello looking to go six up, six down. The payoff pitch, that breaking ball misses away, count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on the bases. 6-2 Raptors. Another two-strike delivery here from Perrello. This one shot on a line, left center field, it's going to touch down. Wausau not going to go down without a fight in this ninth inning. It's going to roll out in front of the warning track, and Fisher will take second. It's a two-out double. Here for the woodchuck, third baseman in the ninth inning. It'll flip the card to Vance Sheehan, who will get a look at Michael Perrello this evening. Vance Sheehan's 0-for-4. Couple of ground outs, a fly out, and last time up he popped out to Mason Onati on the infield at second base with the bags juiced back in the seventh. Fisher's first hit of the ball game. He's reached twice, and that's the fourth hit of the night for Wausau. Righty on righty battle. Perrello out of the stretch for the first time tonight. Comes set. Goes breaking ball to Sheehan, and it misses away. Wisconsin Rapids looking to close the door on this ball game. The 1-0. This one tapped over to short. Lopez charge again. Gloves. The throw to first is in time. Ball game over. Wisconsin Rapids comes into Wausau, splits the home and home series, and they beat the Woodchucks for the second time this season. Is a 6-3 put out to end it. The lone highlight here in the ninth inning, a two-out double from Samuel Fisher. Michael Perillo gets the final six outs in this ball game. Six runs on 10 hits, two errors for Rapids, two runs on four hits, and an error for Wausau. We'll be back in about 4 minutes for your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball. They get it done here in Wausau tonight. A 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Credit scores affect a lot. Mortgages, renting a place, car insurance rates. Some employers even check credit scores before hiring people. So last month, Consumer Reports and Work Money got thousands of people to check their credit reports for errors and tell us what they found. The results were shocking. Almost half of the participants found a mistake on their credit report. That's a lot of mistakes. About a quarter found serious errors that could damage their credit score, and about a third found errors about their personal information, like name or address. So, go to annualcreditreport.com. Get copies of your credit reports. They're free. And take a look at yours. If anything is off, let the credit agency know right away. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Let's get back to Rafter's Face.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
The Raptors win it here tonight in Wausau. 6-2 your final score. Andy Ocker returning to you here in the Athletic Park press box. The second time the Raptors have beaten the Woodchucks this season here in Wausau. Scoring started in the top of the second inning. A sacrifice fly for the Raptors off the bat of Walker Buchanan, bringing home Aiden Teal after Teal collected a one-out double. Wausau would match with a run in the bottom of the second. Max Solis Jr. reaching on an error from the third baseman Grayson Schaefer came in to score on a 4-6 fielder's choice off the bat of Christian Smith Johnson. Raptors got one back in the top of the fourth inning, making a multi-hit game for Aiden Teal. An RBI single bringing home Chris Arroyo. The Raptors added another in the top of the sixth. A leadoff solo home run for Mason Onati, his second of the season, made it 3-1. How about Tracer Lopez an inning later? A two-out, two-run single to right field, making it 5-1. A run added in the bottom of the seventh for Wausau made it 5-2. And the Raptors getting a huge insurance run in the top of the eighth. Another two-out knock off the bat of Cashel Duggar, a double, making it 6-2, our final score. Houston High gets the win on the mound tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, his third appearance and start for the Raptors, all outings being on the road for High. Still looking to make that Winterfield debut, but he was awesome here tonight. Six innings, one hit allowed, one unearned run, three walks, no strikeouts on 78 pitches. Jacob Smoot came in out of the stable in relief of Houston High, threw 28 pitches in his seventh inning of work, allowing two hits, an unearned run while walking one and not collecting a strikeout. Michael Perrello getting the final six outs of the ballgame here this evening. One hit allowed for the former Thunder Bay Border Cat, walking three, striking out one on 26 pitches. Perrello in this ballgame, slamming the door shut. Fantastic work for him, and especially going through such a big part of the order. Looking on the Wausau side, Sebastian Escobar, 6 2/3 as the starter, 5 hits allowed, 4 earned runs, a walk, and 6 Ks on 87 pitches. Carson Plumidor took it the rest of the way for 2 1/3, allowing 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts on 56 pitches. Time of the game here tonight, 2 hours, 40 minutes, over 1,500 in attendance at Athletic Park, 77 degrees and cloudy at the time of first pitch. Raptors win it, and we're back home tomorrow night, 6:35, Saturday night baseball at Winter Field against the La Crosse Loggers. You can catch us here for your official pregame show of Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. It's WFHR, and it's locally grown radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptor Baseball. Signing off from Athletic Park, I'm Andy Yockum. 6-2 your final. The Raptors take down the Woodchucks in Friday night baseball here in Wausau.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
And that was a show called MASH. And that was on a really, really long time. And I really, really enjoyed it because it was based off a movie about the Korean War and medics on the front lines. But then it kind of got to be a little preachy and kind of, you know, the Korean War only lasted the United States like, you know, 2.5 years. And we were on like 12 years with the TV show. So
a little long overdue.
Yeah, it got to be too much, but a lot of people watched the last show. And I think Cheers is another one, too, that I would have to say Cheers is writing, though, kept it fresh. And they had a big ensemble of characters. And that one was pretty cool. And I know a lot of people watched Friends and
I've seen
and Seinfeld
Friends.
And all that.
A lot of the great original sitcoms and comedies. I was talking yesterday in that last segment about Res Dogs and their Emmy nom. One of them was for single camera use. Yeah. So they just shoot with one camera. And
film
all
style.
I guess it just made me think about the film classes I took back at the U of M. And we always shot with a three-angle camera. So there were three cameras.
For TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they shoot, you know, there's no live audience, so they shoot film style, which is pretty awesome. And I don't know if you ever remember the show Happy Days.
Is that with, like, the Archie Bunker and stuff?
No. The Family. God, it's so cool talking to Gen Z. Do you know what this is? This is a phone and this is a dial. Our Indian talk has turned into Emmy talk here, but
I know, like some TV land, you know, channel talk. But wow, you bring up Cheers, and then the ending to that other show that you talked about made me think of the ending of Roseanne. Kind of. Do you remember that last episode where he had a heart attack, or he woke up, and it was like a similar kind of thing where it was like a dream?
Really? No, yeah. I didn't watch Roseanne. I did watch The Reincarnation, and then Roseanne went off the deep end, and then she got Me Too'd right off the show. She was an anti-vaxxer and big Trump supporter, and they fired her, and they went on with the Conners for the last 5 or 6 years. That was a pretty quality show. But
that's true.
Yeah, now I cringe when I hear about Roseanne because of that.
But
it's so weird because their show is based on middle class people struggling and
And they had her daughter was gay, wasn't she? I feel like they talked about that topic a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know, but Well, you know, I just got a backup today too. I got to see you in the community, and that's always nice. And I just want to revert back to some. Talk about Native American Community Development Institute the work that they do. It's amazing. We're only able to touch base with Robert a little bit, but they have the art gallery, they have the powwow grounds, and then you have the postcard there of what's coming up.
We do, yeah. So All My Relations Arts Gallery, which is a part of NACDI, their Native American Community Development Institute. Frank Buffalo High just wrapped up his exhibit there last week, but there is a new exhibit that we can talk about. I know we have a minute left here until the next break, but this is a new exhibit. It's by artist Jay White, who comes from the Arikara. I might be saying that wrong. I know it's a tribe in South Dakota. And that's where they are from. This is the exhibit is called Arika Proper, and it's a solo exhibition featuring artist Jay White, and they are a self-taught painter, which is really cool.
Wow. So I'm a self-taught painter, too.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. A worldwide computer outage due to a faulty software update has affected many businesses. For hours, ground stops were in effect for some airlines in Milwaukee.
We were told when we got down here that the check-in system at Spirit Airlines, which is what I'm flying right now, is down. We're not exactly sure why, but they're having to manually check all of us in.
Hundreds have said a final goodbye to retired Pennsylvania Fire Chief Corey Comparatore, who was fatally shot during the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump.
When they put his picture up, I realized I met him twice. Corey, yeah, they always think it's going to be somewhere else, but never at your house.
In Moscow, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich is sentenced to 16 years in prison for espionage, CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports.
The Kremlin publicly claimed to have irrefutable evidence of his crime, but we just don't know what prosecutors presented in court because the proceedings have been closed to the media from the very beginning.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, along with three Democratic colleagues, are asking President Biden to drop out of the presidential race. After a rocky debate performance last month, lawmakers and voters alike have questioned whether Biden is mentally or physically up to the task. In a message to the president made public on Friday, Democrats wrote that public perceptions of Biden's fitness are unlikely to change and are jeopardizing his campaign. Although the list of congressional Democrats asking Biden to step down keeps growing, Biden says he will be back to campaigning next week. The Department of Natural Resources is investigating two large groups of dead fish found in south-central Wisconsin. The fish kills were found in Buffalo Lake in Marquette County and in the Ahara River in Stoughton. DNR fish biologists think the fish kills could have been caused by recent heavy rainfall, which can reduce oxygen levels in bodies of water. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Bob Newhart passed away last Thursday at his home in Los Angeles. His final acting role was Professor Proton, which he played on The Big Bang Theory and on Young Sheldon, and the cast remembered him fondly. Kaylee Cuoco called it a dream to work with Newhart and to witness his genius, calling Newhart classy, kind, and generous. Mayim Bialik says she grew up watching Bob Newhart and working with him was a dream come true. It's one thing to not wear deodorant and another thing to admit to the world that you don't, such is the case with Kate Hudson, who says she goes au naturel, just like her pal Matthew McConaughey. This is really convenient on a movie set when you're not really sure which one of you stinks and you can blame each other when the crew starts keeling over from the stench. For what it's worth, giving up deodorant is the perfect way to lose a guy in 10 days. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Currently, it's 66.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and welcome hilarious comedian Pat McGann and singer-songwriter Marta Hansen joins the show and performs live in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry. Support Native-owned businesses. Check them out at NativeConcreteMasonry.com and give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
Operators are waiting. Yes. Hey, I just want to say a quick thing before you start asking me questions about my life and, you know, how I became so cool as an old person.
For sure.
Owamni's having their third anniversary on Friday.
Ooh.
And that's from, I think, 5 to 10. So they're having a celebration there. So get out there and, they might have some of those crickets with the chocolate sauce on that you can munch at, you know, while you're having a Coca-Cola. Well, they wouldn't have Coca-Cola. It's some kind of tea, you know, or some kind of water or something there. But we love Owamni, and so I'll be there incognito, but I will be there.
Good. Well, do you want to tell people what Owamni is for those who have never heard of that?
That's a really good thing. They're Sean Sherman's restaurant, the Sous Chef, his award-winning restaurant in Minneapolis, and right by the falls there. And you can see from the restaurant the Mississippi River, and it's a beautiful location. And it's a skip and a jump to the world-famous Stone Arch Bridge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it does have a really great view of that. What have you tasted at Owamni? What are some of your favorite dishes to have? What would you recommend to people?
You know, I'm not a big meat person, you know, and Wendy's a vegan. So, but I have had the bison.
Yeah.
And that's unbelievable. And let me think what else I've had. Because they have like a different, you know, sides of rice with things in it. That's a good question. But the last thing I had was the bison, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah. I believe you that it was unbelievable. I've had that myself, too. And I just remember, you know, the few times that I have been able to eat at Owamni, you know, you tend to feel full and tired after a meal when you usually eat out at other places. But this food is so good for you, and it's all indigenous cuisine. So, and it changes with the seasons. So whatever is grown locally or, you know, on the land here, that's what's in season, and that's what's going to be on the menu. So it's, you know, it's always kind of changing. And, you know, after I have ate there, I just feel so energized after and upbeat. I'm not, you know, tired and down and wanting to take a nap or something in a food coma, but it really energizes you to put that good nutrition in your body.
You know, that's a really, really a great point. You know, there's so many times that I go to a restaurant and now that I'm old, I don't do this, but you know, the portions and things are just unbelievably big. And, you know, I was brought up to, you know, be the clean your plate and things like that. Well, it's really taken me a long time to unlearn that and then ask for a to-go container.
Sure.
And I have, because, you know, when you're older, your metabolism slows down. And, you know, hey, Charles, thank you.
hey Chuck from Native Concrete and Masonry.
Right on.
He says we are the perfect duo, and I do have to insist on that.
Yeah.
But what else is going on? We saw David from the
Carlson,
David Carlson from the fire department, the Minneapolis Fire Department.
He's a captain.
Yeah, he is a captain. He is a big deal.
Right.
He's
Native
the
American
friendliest
captain.
Guy.
Yeah. He was telling the stories today, and it was funny. They were underneath a tent, and I was like in the sun without any sunscreen on.
I know. I could feel my skin burning a little bit, but always worth it with the conversation with David. He wants, you know, I think we could shout this out for him. The Minneapolis Fire Department is doing something really cool. It's a great resource here in Minneapolis. It's called Sidewalks and Streets. It's a community safety event, and it's going to be happening this Saturday, July 20th, from 11 to 4 p.m. This first event is going to be at the University Research Outreach Center, 2001 Plymouth Avenue in Minneapolis. This is a program put on by Lights On. It's a program of micro grants. This is a free community event. And, you know, it's all about bringing your vehicles in that if you need any kinds of, like, repair on your lights or if you need helmets or any type of safety gear for a bicycle, this is a really great opportunity for Minneapolis residents. Mm-hmm. Lights On distributes vouchers for free car light repairs, including headlights, taillights, turn signals, and these vouchers are up to $250. So I don't know about you, but if you've ever been pulled over for maybe having a turn signal out and you got a ticket, but you're like, hey, I didn't know my taillight was out or I didn't know my blinker was out. This is a free place where you can go get that taken care of. Again, this will be at the University Research Outreach Center in Minneapolis, Saturday, July 20th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you want more info on that, I would check out the Minneapolis Police Department and Minneapolis Fire and Rescue.
That's what's so fun about this show is that there's so many events going around Turtle Island, whether it's national television shows or our local Native community here. And you know, the captain had these, he was tabling today and had this really, you know, exciting thing to reach out to the community and help, because that can be a hindrance. And that's a way to do it.
Yeah, especially for young families who rely on bicycles to get around Minneapolis or the Twin Cities. It's all, you know, the traffic can be heavy sometimes. Luckily, Minneapolis is really good with the bike lanes. But if you're looking for a helmet or any safety reflectors or anything like that, that would be also a good place to get that.
Well, and, you know, it's amazing because most of the cars are not this way. But when a car light is out and you are not in the cities, or even if you are in the cities in a side street, how dark it is with just one light.
That's so true. Yeah.
You know, and they don't burn out at the same time. One burns out and sometimes you don't really know because the streets are lit up and you have to get out of your car and see if your both your lights are on and, you know.
Yeah, it is a tough thing to remember to check your blinkers and check your headlights, especially if you live on your own. It's I don't know. How do you check your... I guess you can just leave your blinker on and get out, but look, I guess it's probably easier than I thought.
I ain't got time for that. hey, you know, one of the things that we wanted to really talk about too today, and I do believe because we have State Senator Mary Kunish on who sent us a report like the olden days, which is awesome. We have something that's going on up north here with the land back situation. Haley, I'm wondering if you could fill our listening audience in on that, because it's an amazing thing, and it's a real thing, and there was a celebration a couple days ago. Well, it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Leech Lake got, like, thousands of acres returned to them. It's a big movement. It's land back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of searching for the article here. I know I've read a couple.
I think I shared it, so I'm going to look.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was you. I was looking at our Native Roots Radio Facebook page. I knew we shared it somewhere. But that is huge. That's quite a bit of acreage. And, you know, this is exactly the type of work that needs to happen with at the state level, working with tribal council members to get positive things going and complete like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a big deal. And I don't want to give too much away because I do believe the state senator is going to be talking about that. Land back is really important. And I believe with the part of Red Lake is dealing with that too. And we've been up to Red Lake just recently and how that really affects people psyche, but also how people are worried that, you know, that the Native Americans are going to treat the people that are on the lake like they were treated.
Yeah.
And so there's a big paranoia of people losing their mansions and, and things like that, that's not going to happen. And I know, you know, that Lake Red Lake, for instance, what they're dealing with is just they're going to be getting land back that's not people's places. It's going to be
the federal
right
owned
exactly
properties. Yeah,
exactly. So
yeah,
we
and
don't
a lot of that land back too in Minnesota that I know State Senator Mary Kunish and others have been working on. It's a lot of the forests and like the state forests, so there are no people living there in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's a really good point. You know, I see a picture here. I'm on Leech Lake's Facebook page, but it's awesome. And, you know, so.
Oh, I think I got something here. Okay, this is from NPR, and just quoting here. Local, tribal, and state officials gathered on the Leech Lakes Band's reservation on July 17th to celebrate the return of nearly 12,000 acres of land. This is amazing. The Reservation Restoration Act transferred land previously managed by the Chippewa National Forest to the tribe. So, yeah, that is the Chippewa National Forest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. And we're really happy that for Leech Lake, which is my son-in-law's tribe.
That's true. Shout out Micah.
Maybe Micah can get me some lakefront property up there. Oh,
yeah, but the law of the Reservation Restoration Act, this restores the land for the Leech Lake people that the federal government wrongfully took from the tribe in the 1940s and the 1950s. So this really wasn't that long ago when we're talking 1950s and 1940s.
Exactly. Well,
I'm excited to see more of this and let's keep it going.
Hey, you know what? I think we have blabbed enough here to get into the end of the show here in the next segment. Good job, Haley.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. And up next, State Senator Mary Kunish. We'll be right back after this short break. With mommy.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Bonjour. Hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, June 15th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org. Again, that's at metrotransit.org.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Have to be a quick howl. Hey, without any further ado, why don't we take a quick listen to our friend, State Senator Mary Kunish.
Hey, Madaki Ape, State Senator Mary Kunish here. Just want to greet everybody on this beautiful, gorgeous day here in Minnesota. It's a sunny day, 78 degrees, with beautiful white fluffy clouds. I'm spending my day mostly on an agricultural tour. I am on the Ag Committee here in Minnesota. It's Ag, Broadband, and Rural Development. And so this is my second day this week of going to visit farms and agricultural endeavors across the state, and I am just thoroughly enjoying it. I just finished up with a small private-owned vegetable grower. She and her husband are originally from South Africa, and they bought a farm, and they are doing managed crops, specifically vegetables, that they then take down to the Twin Cities. They live about an hour north of the Twin Cities here in Minnesota, and sell to the communities, sell to areas that have vegetable deserts in their communities. And they just put together an incredible, incredible farm system that I really want to come back next year when they expand it. It's their second year there, and so they're expanding it little by little. And before that, I went to a stockyard and learned a little bit more about what stockyards are like and when the farmers bring their animals to the yard and sell them either to individual farmers or to be used for harvesting the meat from it and that sort of thing. So, yeah, this week has been a great one, and I was out and about on Monday as well, and just really fascinated by the variety of farming entrepreneurs here in Minnesota, and look forward to being able to continue to support them in the best way that I can in the Minnesota Ag Committee this next session once again. Last 2 years, we really focused on the farmer's voice and listened to what the farmers were asking for and needing, and it was just, I love being on that committee. We started the very first Women in Ag Day in my committee, and that went really well. So looking forward to more of that, and we're on our way now to visit another small private-owned farm. Female owns it. It's an organic farm. And she, too, provides a lot of fresh vegetables to communities that don't usually get them, and a wide variety of fresh vegetables as well. So that's been really great. I also this week got to visit with Red Lake, drove up to Red Lake earlier this week, and talked to them about their egg program that they have going on. It was just fabulous to hear and learn about what they're doing up there. One of the things that we visited is their buffalo herd, which is growing every year. For lunch, they served us kind of like a buffalo sloppy joe sandwich, which was absolutely delicious. So we went out and visited the Tatanka, and then they took us on a tour of their wild rice beds. These are cultivated wild rice beds. Red Lake doesn't have the kind of lakes and the ecosystem that most of the other tribes in northern Minnesota have, you know, wild rice. And so they've been able to work with the University of Minnesota to create cultivated wild rice beds. And again, very fascinating to see how they've been able to manage that for their community, but also as a commodity to sell and bring in dollars to their tribe. We also spoke about a little bit about the bill that I'm carrying to return the entirety of Red Lake to the tribe. That is one of those situations where when the folks in Washington, D.C. were negotiating the land resettlement and land allotment and all of those things, the tribes did not agree to giving up any portion of Red Lake, either the northern or the southern part of Red Lake. Yet when it came back as federal law, the federal government had lopped off the top third of the upper lake and made it available to the state as well as to individuals to own. And the tribe wants to have the control of the entire lake, both pieces of the lake, in order to manage it, to be the best steward that they can to those lakes. They're very concerned that the DNR is not managing the possibility of invasive species coming into that lake. It's an incredible walleye. It's like one of the best walleye lakes here in Minnesota. And so we get fishermen from all over the place who come up and want to get their boat in that lake, and they're supposed to decontaminate the boat before they put it in there because of the different species that are invasive. And that's just not happening. The DNR doesn't have enough people to manage that. And the tribe feels like, of course, it's their lake. It's a sacred lake to them, and they want to have it back to manage. So we've got a bill to do that. And then yesterday I visited up to Leech Lake, again in northern Minnesota, for this time a joyful celebration in that they also were returned to them. I think it's 1,200 acres of land that had been erroneously taken from them by mistake. By the federal government, and they've been working for decades to get this land, the Chippewa Parkland wooded area, back. And fortunately, we have some champions at the federal level. Senator Tina Smith worked very hard on getting that returned to the tribe, as well as my Congresswoman Betty McCollum. Both of them were true champions at the federal level to get those lands back. And yesterday it was official. So both of them were there to celebrate. Our Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan, a couple of the other federal folks who represent Minnesota were there, as well as our state representatives, Heather Keeler and Leish Koslowski. So it was a great day to be in community, to be with the leaders, and to celebrate the return of those lands. And I think a lot of people are nervous about us working on that land back, but we're not going to end anytime soon. So I think I am done here, but just want to say have a great weekend, everybody. Wopi Latonka, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, State Representative, or State Senator.
Senator.
She used to be State Representative. Mary Kunish, what a awesome job, and we really appreciate her bringing in this information. Looks like we only have a few seconds left here.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll catch you up on news of the weekend and also the current status of the Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Not going to want to miss it. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal.
Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.